doors are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
At 3 o'clock in the morning, the replay. By the way, I think you'd get a kick out of this, Nancy. I got to be friends later in life. I met Pat, but I got to be close friends with Ben Kinslow, the black man who was the pastor on the show.
Oh, he is a wonderful man. I think we met him down in Florida, as a matter of fact, at Gerald Durstein's Christian Retreat over in Bradenton.
Yes.
And he was a speaker there, and we got to meet him. And he's a wonderful man.
I appreciated his ministry.
Yeah.
He passed away a couple of years ago, but he would come down and be in my studio. I mean, he gave me dignity. And what's really cool is that Ben hated white people. He hated white people. And I said, "Well, how did you get saved?" He says, "Well, one day he was in his car." And he told me, he said, "You know, later in life, I got to meet Ronald Reagan, the president." And he said, "Rhett, one day I didn't know Ronald Reagan, and the next I did." Well, he said, "I was in my car, and this presence filled the car and said, you know, are you going to choose me?" He chose Jesus. And he said, instantaneously, he was colorblind henceforth, and all his anger towards white people had disappeared. You know, Ben was brought up where they had fountains in Miami that said, you know, for colored, and fountains that said for white. I mean, I can tell you this, if I was a man with darker skin, I would be very embittered, and it would be hard for me not to overcome that. And Ben did, but yeah, he was one of the loveliest human beings I know. I sure hope he gets celebrated in heaven. And I'm glad you got to, you know, the last time you mentioned Gerald Durstein, you know, the last time that I got, by the way, folks, I'm talking with Nancy Dyckman. And Nancy Dyckman, I don't know if you know her names. Of course, if you lived in upstate New York, they were on a super powerful radio station proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. They were novices, amateurs. They were not professionals. They took over the station. But when Rhett Palmer got saved at the age of 29, I turned on the FM radio, and they ministered to me every day. And it's so great to talk to you, because last time I saw you two, by the way, it was at Gerald Durstein's Christian Retreat Center,
where they had a concert.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you know this, Nancy. I just want to share this with you. That year, you know, there was a young lady who was used by the Lord to totally devastate and break my heart and so it was terrifying in my 30s. And I hasn't been a day I haven't thought about her in 30 plus years. My love for her was absolutely true. But God used her to totally devastate and break my heart. And after having a physical pain in my heart for years, I said, "Why are you relentless?" And I felt the Lord said to me, "I had to deliver you from a spirit of religion." And I went, "A spirit of religion?" Well, what had happened is we've got to be very careful that we don't start to thinking we're holier than thou, that we're arrogant. And I remember he had just totally broken me. And I remember this sweet little gay guy down in Nashville. I was at the Gospel Music Awards, and I was totally devastated and broken in my heart. And he came up with his gentle spirit to give me my coffee. And at that very moment, I could relate to his tenderness. And I just said, "You know, I'm not going to judge people anymore. It's not, Jesus didn't save me to judge. I'm going to love everybody, and I'll leave the judging to Jesus. I'm just supposed to exude his love. I'm supposed to wash the feet of every human I encounter."
That's right.
I'm delighted to be talking to you today. You know what I'd like to know, Nancy Dyckman? I'd like to know how you personally came to know Jesus Christ, because I think you only got saved a few years before me.
True. As a matter of fact, and this was something that I thought, you know, and I think a lot of Christians, if they had known that when we began with the radio station, Floyd and I had only actually been saved for 5 years, which is totally incredible. And, you know, I know a lot of Christians look down at anybody. Oh, well, you're a novice. You know, you can't do anything for the Lord. You don't know anything yet. And, but we had attended a Bible school through the church that we were attending then. And, you know, God just trained us up pretty quickly. And I think what the only thing that I can think of that he saw in us was a bulldog determination to do what God said and make it work, you know, and God did it. He just, you know, we just kept holding on, and he kept providing. He kept opening doors for us. And your question again was how I came to know the Lord. Was that the question?
Yeah. How did you get to know? Yeah.
Okay, and that is kind of an interesting thing too. It seems to me that a lot of people, when they get saved, and I believe this with all my heart, God went out of his way to save us, you know, because we were just, you know, we smoked, we were in a very worldly business, you know, it was all, you know, we got to make a profit, da-da-da-da, and we were going to Florida, as a matter of fact. Florida has played a very integral part in our salvation. And on our way to Florida, we got as far as Virginia, and Floyd got so sick. We ended up calling our family physician, and he told us to turn around and come back home, which we did. My mom and dad were going with us, and between my father and myself, we drove all the way back because Floyd just was too sick to drive. He was just out of it. And we came home, and while at the time when we were home, my sister and brother-in-law came to visit us, and they shared with us two books by Merlin Crothers, and this was going back in the 80s, but I think a lot of people still read those books, Power and Praise and Prison to Praise. And they got us thinking about, you know, we thought we were Christians. We had attended church, you know, and been Christian all our lives, and that's what we thought. But we didn't really have a personal relationship with Jesus. And for myself, I knew that something was definitely lacking in my life, that I wasn't where I should be, but I couldn't quite put my finger on what it was. And those books kind of opened it up, and we started to watch Oral Roberts on television while Floyd was literally sick in bed. And he went to the doctor. He had a bunch of tests run. There was absolutely nothing wrong with him. The doctor said he just needed to relax. So we took off for Florida, just the two of us this time, and, you know, we started to talk about the books that we had read and about, you know, what we'd seen on Oral Roberts, and we made a determination that we had to give our lives to Christ. And while when we were in Florida, we went all over. We saw everything in the Miami area, Orlando, Disney World, and I think our final stay was in Tampa. We went to see Busch Gardens. And while we were there, we started to watch the PTL Club, and we found out that the programs were coming from Christian Retreat in Bradenton, which was not very far from where we were. So we went down and we visited Christian Retreat, and you know, God was just dealing with us all that time. And we got back and we started to really seek after the Lord. We went back to church. Didn't know any better, so we went to a denominational church that we had grown up in, and I had grown up in. I think Floyd grew up in that church, too. One day, before we had left for Florida, I skipped a part, and this is a good part. A young woman came into our store. She had two young daughters. She had some things to sell, so we transacted our business with her. And while she went back outside, and it was like, I think it was in March. It was kind of in winter. It was kind of cold, but another customer had come in, and we waited on that customer, and that customer left. She came back in and started to tell us about a Bible study that she was going to. And, you know, and gave us some scriptures from there. And we were just very impressed with this young woman, you know, that she had waited all that time out in the cold with her two young daughters and then came back in to tell us about this Bible study and a little bit more about Jesus. And so we decided a little, I'm leaving out parts again. It was a little while after we came back from Florida and made the decision for Christ. A man came in the store. His wife was applying for a job that was offered from a business that was on the corner where our store was. And he was telling us about a Bible study that he was having over in West Sand Lake. And we thought, well, that's interesting. So we thought, well, maybe we'll go and see about it, because we had been going to a Bible study, but the pastor of the church was leaving. He was going to be teaching at a college through their church. And we said, well, we're looking for a Bible study, so maybe we'll go. But in the duration, we had been looking all over to try to find this girl that had come in to our store and share, you know, just thank her for being obedient and talking to us about the Lord and that we had given our lives to Christ. And we went to that Bible study, and lo and behold, that was the very Bible study that she was talking about when she came in. And we
lived
in Schenectady. She lived in Albany. The best Bible study was in West Sand Lake. The pastor was from Troy. It was like, I just felt like, you know, God, you really went out of your way to get us going on the right path. And, you know, we learned about the baptism of the Holy Ghost and getting baptized in water. And we just learned so much about the Bible and Jesus. And it was wonderful.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Through the pages of your holy word, that's the first place that I go when I need to find my way. So I guess it's safe to say I meditate every moment of each day on the promise that you made. You said that you would not forsake me, wouldn't let my troubles break me, so I lift my voice up high for all.